I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I came.
What is up, Wisconsin? Hope y'all stayed cool out there. Entire Midwest bathed in 90 plus. Some three-digit temperatures out there. It's a scorcher and humid. So be careful. Try to stay cool. I hope that you and yours are in some air conditioning. That is exactly right. And that is Fantasy Brian Kelly. It's hot out there.
I had to drink a gallon of water just to get in today.
Basically, that is, I took the dog for a walk and I was walking slowly and I was sweating.
Yeah, my dog is like, no. And she loves to, she's a town crier. Anytime anything happens in the house or anywhere, she goes outside and tells everybody and barks. She went outside and went, bark. Yeah, I'm done.
I'm done. No thanks.
Hey, don't have to pee anymore. Just walked outside and don't have to pee anymore because I'm good. Now dehydrated.
So throughout the show today, I'm going to have a special guest at 3 o'clock for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. You're not going to want to miss this. I loved reading about this guy. I loved reading about where he's at. He is the elite. He is the elite. He is the elite that we all talk about. And he believes that Americans and America suffers from what we call the excessive wealth disorder.
Oh?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to want to miss that. That's at 3 p.m. today. It's going to be amazing. That is Scott Ellis. Not going to want to miss it. Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, installment number 2. But before we get to all of that fun, because it's so bloody hot, and like any good Midwesterner, right? Or I think Southerners also fall into this batch.
Sheening. Yeah, sheening.
Yeah, we will talk about the weather because this is what we do. We like to worry about if we're eating lunch, what are we eating for dinner? If we're eating dinner, it's what's happening tomorrow for the meals and what is going on in the weather. I want to know what your great hot weather coping skills or tactics or techniques are, because I've heard some great ones over my time, because everyone's had their AC blown. I grew up without AC. So I will share some of those stories. But I want to hear from you folks that are listening. What are your, oh, damn, it's hot outside, coping techniques, tips for others? Do you have a favorite childhood memory of what you did to try to stay cool when it was this blastedly hot outside? 855-757-8557-522-48-42. Brian, you and I, you know, we're big, tall people.
I'm already sweating thinking about it.
Yeah, that's me too. And it's, I come from a long line of sweaters. Not the, not the woven kind, but the people who sweat variety.
My Uncle Bill died recently in the last couple of years. And that was the last time all the family was together.
Ah.
And all it was just us sweating in suits everywhere.
Funerals and weddings are the absolute worst. I was a reader in one of my dear friends' weddings, outdoor wedding, in August. Started out very casual when she enticed me to be in her wedding party. Very good. You'll wear whatever dresses you like as long as it's this color. I was like, great. Spaghetti straps, loose fitting, and knee length. I'll survive. No. They ended up floor length, somewhat form fitting, and navy blue.
No.
Oh.
The roofers next door, they're doing roofing. Those poor guys are roofing today.
Today.
And they had a hoodie on. The guy had a hoodie on. I know you got to protect yourself from the sun. But he's got a hoodie on.
Well, this is the meta point behind this somewhat, hey, tell me how you deal with the heat. Do you have a childhood or, frankly, adult, oh my God, I can't believe I had to do that outside memory. All of this partially context for there are lots of people that work every day in this kind of heat. And it is getting hotter, ladies and gentlemen. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So this is a problem. I don't know that I could go out and rip, say, 9 hours outside right now in the condition that I'm in. I mean, I'd make it,
yeah, I'd
but
make it
I would be very, very unwell at the end of the day.
I know if I knew what I was going up to, I couldn't have it sprung on me, you know?
Yes. Like oh, surprise, we're doing the show outside today, Brian. That would be a no-go.
I'd have to make it work, but I'd go, it's only 2 hours, so good for me. I live. Yeah. I'm talking about a nine-hour shift.
A nine-hour shift.
I did this. I mean, again, this is nothing compared to putting roofing tiles on.
Things together.
Jeez.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. This was top of mind for me today because I have two dear friends that are Milwaukee Public School teachers, and this isn't just about Milwaukee Public Schools. But most/many, especially public schools, especially in larger districts.
In Wisconsin.
In places like Wisconsin, have no damn air conditioning.
Wrong.
How? I was
and
like
I'd
this.
And I'd say cancel school, but a lot of that is like childcare too. So, yeah.
Yeah. I was always a hot kid when I was in high school, like grade school and high school. I was not comfortable in the heat. I wasn't, if it was like this, with this humidity, nearly 100 degrees outside, I wasn't learning anything.
I'm reverse learning right now.
Yes. I'm brain cells are getting cooked by the heat.
Reverse learning. Good talk.
Reverse learning. Yeah. The public schools. I'll say another. Here's another example. These lawsuits happen frequently in the South because, of course, they don't have any kind of meaningful HVAC for prisons. And in many incarceration facilities, especially in the South, there aren't windows and there is no air movement at all. Oh, and folks that are incarcerated are one of our greatest at-risk populations when it comes to health issues. One of our greatest at-risk populations when it comes to the intersection of health and mental health issues. Oh, yeah, a population that we would worry about getting angry and things popping off.
Yeah, imagine them also being in on lockdown for 23 hours a day because they don't have enough people
to guard
the prisons, so they're on lockdown in not moving air rooms, and then they go back on lockdown because guess what? After all that time, you have a little bit of pent-up aggression
kerfuffles.
And maybe some stuff happens when you get outside.
And it's the guards are working in this environment as well. It is just this problem of laborers and folks that have to be outside or have to work in buildings that do not have air conditioning or people that air conditioning or people that are in our care and custody, human beings.
Beat officers.
It's just correct. It's getting worse. And at least I'll say this, for the most part, police officers are protected by a union. They can, unions can step in and at least make arguments on behalf of the officers, on behalf of firefighters. Oh, just police and firefighters in the state of Wisconsin, every other public employee, not unionized, but at least they have an advocacy arm. Teachers do as well. However, this has been off the table for years because simply far too expensive to try to retrofit. I don't know how we ask students, teachers, social workers, nurses, administrators to go to work in no air conditioning. Frankly, for every central office of every public school system, if you work in the central office of MPS or the Madison Public School System or Chicago Public Schools or Green Bay Public Schools, wherever it is, if you work in administration and your principal's office or your administrator headquarters building is air conditioned and not every single one of your teachers and students is simultaneously enjoying and learning in an air-conditioned building, I suggest you turn it off. You don't want to turn it off? That's interesting. I have such a problem with this, especially in correctional institutions where people are literally helpless.
And again, this doesn't mean that these people should not be in prison or that we shouldn't, but also we don't torture.
Correct. We are entitled to treat people. We are required legally by the Constitution to treat people fairly and humanely. There are case after case after case has come out of prison systems in the South. Basically being cooked alive in their cells. Do you know how painful it is to die of heat stroke? People having cardiac arrest because there's literally no air movement. Internal body temperatures after being transported to hospitals with air conditioning at levels that would shock you. Literally cooked from the inside out.
Jeez.
So I started on a playful note. Hey, how do you cope with the heat?
Hey, the heat. And then we're melting human beings.
We're here. I still want to hear how you cope with the heat. Brian and I will share a couple of our favorite tactics. But all of this lightheartedness, I think all the time on the show, we try to do it with some purpose. We try to connect it up to what's going on. So on days like today, I feel for the roofers, the road construction workers, people that work on our critical infrastructure, our public school teachers, those that are incarcerated, and those that work in those facilities to keep incarcerated persons safe. It's brutal out there, folks. Take care of yourselves and your family and your loved ones and your neighbors. Check in on people with health conditions because it is a scorcher and the humidity is just brutal. Those two for young people, old people, dogs, cats. Keep a lookout because it's best when we care about each other. A couple of interesting things have happened in the news. So we're gonna talk about those when we get back because there just seems every day to be another enormous group of former Republican administration officials that tell us Donald Trump is unfit. And they are coming out to publicly endorse Kamala Harris. We'll talk more about that after these brief messages. We're back in just the blink of an eye, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm gonna keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Been taking heat my whole life.